Section 3. Eating pizza is voting for Hillary. The Disappearing Magician. Friday the 13th of March 2015, I was sitting on a park bench on the banks of the mighty Mississippi. A few benches down, a guy was blowing jazz on a soprano sax. He was good, and I gave him a 20. A fog lay deep on the water, and Café du Monde, with its great little French name Duncan Munchkins, was right behind me with a line of tourists down the block. There was a chill in the air and a lot of moisture. This sure wasn't Vegas. Penn and Teller would be performing that night at a big theater right outside the French Quarter. I knew what it meant to walk through the French Quarter when it's crowded. It meant a few pictures every block and a lot of conversation. Siri said the walk from my hotel to Café du Monde would take 12 minutes, but I'd allow 30 minutes for picture-taking and talk to the kind folks who see me on TV and cared enough to stop me. I've been appearing on TV regularly for half my life. I made a promise to myself I wouldn't do any serious TV until I turned 30. I wasn't asked a lot, but the few times I was, I said no. I thought people with my performer disease went on TV before they were 30, went crazy, and sometimes died. I didn't want to do that. Also, I knew if I did go on TV before I was 30, the first appearance would be kind of easy. Penn and Teller had had years to get the bit together. And the second might be okay, but the third and fourth? At 23 years old, I would have been out of material already. So I made this odd, arbitrary promise that I wouldn't do TV until I was 30. Right when I turned 30, I was on Saturday Night Live and David Letterman and started doing Stern like a freak. We never got to be superstars or really stars, but we sure made Substar pretty solidly. That first moment on Letterman and then the Run DMC video and Miami Vice and so on, I was recognized on the street. I've been out with people who hate being recognized, but I never minded it. The people who recognize me from TV have always been really nice. It's like living in a small town. They just say, "Hi, Penn," like they know me from the ice cream social. Did people sometimes stop me in the middle of a conversation to ask for a picture or an autograph? Yep. Did I mind? Never. I worked hard for them to recognize me. I was so flattered that they cared about me. That's pretty lucky, and I was thankful for that. That started when I was 30, and I had turned 60 8 days ago, and I had lost 100 pounds. Today, on my way to the Mississippi, I was stopped exactly once. I was stopped by one guy who wanted to comment on how different I looked and congratulate me on the weight loss. You know, as long as I wasn't sick. You're invisible now. You've got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own like a complete unknown? Well, I guess I felt like a rolling stone. I'm typing on a bench on the banks of the Mississippi with a steady stream of people walking by. People who watch TV. They watch Wizard Wars and Fool Us. They've watched Celebrity All-Star Apprentice. Some of these people had seen me on TV, but they didn't see me there on the bench. So how did it feel? You tell me. How does it feel to walk around a touristy area, watch the people, and have them not watch you? How does it feel to get lost in thought and not really think about who you are or who you're supposed to be? I'm a magician who disappeared. I only vanished about a third of my body, but it turns out that's enough to be invisible. Two-thirds of Penn is not critical mass. It's not a quorum. 66% of Penn Jillette is not a minion. I have great staff, and right now they're working hard. Glenn is already working to book me on TV shows to talk about this book and my weight loss. He'll get me on the cover of magazines holding my big old 44-inch pants around my new skinny waist. He'll make it so that people walking through the French Quarter stop me again, call me by name, and ask for a picture. At least I hope we'll be successful. I like being in the showbiz. I like people talking to me. I like taking pictures. But that Friday, the 13th, in New Orleans, I thought, I'm invisible now. I have no secrets to conceal. And it felt pretty fucking good. Presto, I'm gone. But I hope I'll be back.